Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1163.
It's 7:03 p.m.
Oh boy, that's a good one. 7:03. Because, hey, that's 307 backwards. Oh, it doesn't matter. It does not matter, because the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and everybody who's tuned in right now is perfectly well aware that 19:30 is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm a tea-drinking fool. Oh, yeah. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? Well, I'm doing that weird sort of combination of Ping Shui Zhu and Longjing again, just so I can stretch those leaves out to their maximum potential. Pretty happy about all that. Something else that I'm pretty happy about is numbers. Heck, we've already had 703. Maybe we need some more numbers. Who wants more numbers? Great. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 809, number 812, number 852, number 854, number 868. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. You're sounding a little bit better, so I think we're all relieved. We're all relieved to know that you haven't fallen victim to the COVID-19. Yeah, so, isn't that fun? Woohoo! Yeah, I'm having a good time. Hey, wait a minute. Is the sun coming out? It kind of looks like maybe the... Is it happening? Yeah, so the weather's not so great here. We got some rain, and we've got some coolness, but it's not that cold. But it is wet and damp, and now the sun is going back behind a cloud. Okay. So let's drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. I do love drinking tea. I have some concerns about the rain, though. And, oh, wait, we're going to get into that in a minute, because guess who just arrived? Hello. Hi. It's time for Dubious Cat Committee. Are you a dubious cat? I find you to be questionable and dubious. All right, so now I got to get the blanky armor wrapped around my legs for safety. Okay, get in here. Here comes the kitty. Yeah, you're a good baby. Hi. You want to talk on the radio? No, kitties don't want to talk. All right, so what was I talking about? Yeah, it rained. And it's kind of raining now, sort of. I don't understand what's happening. It doesn't matter. Here's my concern. Mushrooms. Yeah, it's pretty much mushroom season. Mushroom season is starting, or is just about to start. Either way. And this is a problem. Well, why is this a problem? Okay. Now, I'm not concerned about today. Morels are not going to be popping today. The conditions just still aren't quite right. And blah, blah, blah. However, it's going to be morel time here in the next week or two. If we keep getting rain, if it stays nice and warm, blah, 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 morels are going to be popping up pretty damn soon. I'm thinking in my mind, yeah, well, if we need to start paying attention. This is one of those times, we're in the window of time when we need to start going outside and looking for these bad boys every time it rains. Well, almost. That's going to start happening. Why is this a problem? This is a problem because if your city is like my city, they have closed all the public parks. And that is true here. They have closed all the public parks. and one of my secret mushroom grounds is in a public park. Yeah, and you know, they're threatening, oh, if you are caught in a park, you will be arrested and subjected to a fine, and you're going to prison for being a criminal. Okay, that's cool. But I gotta remind you that that is all predicated on that original phrase at the beginning of that statement, if caught. That's right, you clowns, you gotta catch me first. But that's not the only problem. The other problem is that places that are similar to parks have been closed up. Uh-huh. What places am I talking about? Well, the OPPD Arboretum. The OPPD Arboretum is another jackpot area for morel mushrooms. And because the parks are closed, OPPD decided, well, we better close the Arboretum. So now the Arboretum's closed. But it's not a private park. I mean, it's not a public park. So if you're caught in there, well, then I guess they could say you're trespassing because it's technically private property. But the good news is I received an email this morning telling me that Heron Haven will remain open. Too bad Heron Haven is not one of my morel areas. Great. So we have a ban on parks and everything's closed. And how am I going to get my morel mushrooms? How am I going to get my little golden treasures? Oh, yeah. Well, it seems to me that somebody's going to have to resort to crime. Resort to crime? Isn't that our first choice? Pippa, isn't that our first choice anyway? Crime is never a last-ditch effort around here. No, it's not. You're a good baby. So now, I need to plan my assaults on mushroom areas. Now, when it comes to Tranquility Park, I've been thinking about this for about 12 hours now. And there is a way to get in there. I know a couple of different ways. Because that park in some areas butts up against a residential neighborhood, you could go into the residential neighborhood, park in there, and then sneak into the park. But that's kind of the long way. And also, you got to walk by the Parks Department office. And if they see you, you could be busted. If there's any employees in there, they might have all been sent home. Who knows? But there's an even better place to enter that. There used to be this bike shop up the hill from the park. What is it now? I think it's a motorcycle parts store. You could park in that parking lot, and then because that bike shop was so close to the bike trail, they had a little secret trail, and I happen to know where it is, that leads into the trail of the coniferous forest, which leads down into the dead birch forest where all the damn mushrooms are. So we have a point of infiltration for that area, and that's one of the important ones. Where are you going, Pippa? Okay, see you later. So that's what I'll do. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, geez, Tobe, this is some pretty slipshod kind of planning. Yeah. This isn't a military assault. I don't have to go crazy. This isn't, you know, trying to cross the Berlin Wall in 1964 or anything. Come on. All we're doing is mushroom hunting. Against the law. Breaking the law. Yeah, come and get me, piggies. Come and get me. Now, the OPPD might be a problem. How to get into OPPD? It's tricky because it's bordered by the interstate on one side. There's only one entrance, although It seems to me, this is why I need to go driving around. I need to jump in my car right now and do some reconnaissance to find my infiltration points. Now I'm thinking that I could get into OPPD the back way, but it's going to be kind of a walk. I'm going to have to either park in that mortuary parking lot or in Taco John's or by the Thai restaurant. Not sure how I can, the best way to do that would be, but there is a defilade there. So once I'm up above and over that hill, nobody would be able to see me moving into the OPPD area. So that might be the way to do it. The problem is you got to walk through a cornfield. And of course, there's nothing in it at this time of year or anything like that. But if you've ever walked through, you know, a plowed cornfield, this is not easy going. This is not flat ground. There are, you know, furrows every 18 inches, which is inconvenient for walking. And it breaks your ankle. But yeah, see, I could park in the mortuary parking lot, I think, or in that general area. Or behind, oh, that's it, behind the Thai restaurant. Then walk down, get onto the cornfield, and then that leads up against the interstate, and then I can walk down right into the secret mushroom area. Okay, that might be a plan. That might be some walking. But, yeah, I think that's my ingress. Okay, good planning, Tobe. Right, so these are my loose ideas so far. Good tea. I'm going to have to, one of these days, not today, not tomorrow, wait for the week to start up again. And I think I'll go out and drive around and double check some of these points of interest. And if these don't work out, well, then I got feet on the ground and I'm, you know, looking for new areas to get to my mushrooms and buy. It'll be great. I'm enjoying this tea, I have to admit. It's so yummy. All right. So, yeah, that's my plan. That's my plan for becoming the greatest mushroom thief / criminal of all times. Because now that Tobe being in a park has been illegal, only the Tobes in parks are... Wait, how does it go? Are illegalized. No, wait. Now that being in a park makes you an outlaw, makes Tobe an outlaw, now only mushrooms will be outlawed. Wait, it's whenever... As soon as outlaws are inlawed, my wife is illegal. As soon as outlaws, my guns... I'm in a strange mood today. I don't know what it is. I think it's because I woke up way too early. And now I have nothing to do but to stand around and drink tea. And watch my cat. What's my cat doing? What are you doing over there, Pippa? She's playing with my cigar boxes. Okay, whatever. That's cool, too. So it used to be that if you wanted to find morel mushrooms, you had to be clever and smart. You had to know when to go looking for them and where to go looking for them. Now, you have to be smart and you have to be a criminal, because now every mushroom hunt is a heist. And now we need some heist music. No, we don't. No, we don't. So, yeah, the great 2020 coronavirus mushroom heist will be taking place over the next month or so. So stay tuned for that. I promise that I'll be taking you along with me for all of my dubious mushroom activities. So stay tuned. Maybe we'll have a tornado too. Maybe we can go out during a tornado and look for mushrooms. That would be exciting. That would be exciting. I do feel like I need some music, though, and I did have something in mind. Something a little bit weird, because why did I get into this last night? I don't know. But if you love to fight, you will love this song, and I love to fight. And a half minutes of some kind of oral insanity there. You might not have known what was happening, but that was what the hell was that? Right, yeah, that was the opening theme song for an anime called Defrag, and I think the title of that is actually Stalemate. But I love that song. I don't know why. It's crazy. Who knows where it's going? Is that one of the craziest things you've ever heard? Yes, it is. And I love the beginning, that whole love to fight, love to fight. And I get that stuck in my head. And whenever the government is telling me that I can't go into a park and pick my mushrooms, then I'm going to start a fight. And I love to fight, love to fight. Defrag, the anime, is not about mushrooms or the government. It's about It's actually a really good anime. It's about these kids in high school who have this sort of club, this game creation club. And you know how I am. I love to create games, and I wish I was in a game creation club. But instead, I'm stuck here drinking tea. It's a really fun and funny anime. I highly recommend it. It has taught me a lot in life. And what has it taught me? It has taught me to beware of any type of tricky moe moe attack coming from, you know, cute little girls. Because I am susceptible to the moe moe attack. I gotta work on that. And that's a shortcoming on my part. This is one of those days for me. You've probably realized that by now. Oh yeah, woke up too early because my hip hurts so bad, and I was running around and trying to eat my food and drink my tea and blah blah blah. And blah. And the stupid government trying to keep me away from my mushrooms. If I ever needed an excuse. If I ever needed an excuse to start a revolution. If I've ever needed any type of reason to stage a coup d'etat. This might just be it. Oh, yeah. And the tea is so good. Oh, I gotta have some more of this. Yeah. All right. So the government is being government-y. That means I just need to be a little bit more dubious. A little bit more devious. And a little bit thirstier for some tea. It's pretty good. Yummy. Oh, I like this tea. It's pretty sunny. Love to fight, love to fight. Where's my cat going? I thought we might gonna get some kitty poop sounds there for a minute, but nope, I don't think that's happening. At this point, I think we need some more music, and I need some more energy, so we're going to Wagaki Bundle this, ne? Hi. But what song do I want to listen to? What did we listen to last time? And have we heard the short version of Kishikaisei lately? I don't know. Maybe we should just start that up and see if anybody complains about it. And then slap them in the face. Oh, thanks for not working, as usual, digital soft switch junk.
I'm not afraid to die.
Always cool. I do love these guys. Why can't I be in this band? Oh, that's right, because I'm not Japanese. I don't live in Japan, and I am generally the worst person in the world. But why am I the worst person? I am forced to be who I am. I'm being oppressed by my government. Can't go get my mushrooms. Trying to keep me away from my mushrooms. Pretty sure that I read somewhere in my Bill of Rights that I have the right to go get some mushrooms whenever I damn well feel like it. But come to think of it, isn't that even in the Constitution of the United States? I think it is. Let me see. How does that go again? We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and look for mushrooms whenever we damn well feel like it. For ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States. It's something like that. I read it once, 80 years ago. Oh, I'm already tired of pandemics. I'm already tired of the fear. I'm already tired of the government telling me where I can and cannot go. It is time to start a revolution. And the way this revolt starts, it's everybody going out to look for mushrooms, regardless of what your government is telling you you can or cannot do. These dumb bastards are not going to get me. I'm still pissed off about it, and I'm going to remain pissed off about it. And I'm going to drink tea in protest. And I'm going to go to the park anyway, because I'm dubious. But something you should know is that coming up next, right after this show, in just about 1 minute, you will be able to hear the sound show, Genre Mix and Discussion, starring MJT. MJT, what do you have for us today? I'll be listening when I'm not, invading my parks and recreational areas illegally. I'm a rebel. I'm a mushroom rebel. And I'm pretty proud of it. I also like to drink tea. Have I ever mentioned that? I bet you've never heard that before. Anyway, speaking of things that you've heard, you just heard the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day during a government shutdown pandemic. Who gives a goddamn crap about anything I don't committee? A show that airs every single day at 19:30. Deja vu. Anyway, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.